I'm about to slug to your chest. Like a vest for your genie in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state for the pop man city. Sorry about that. Episode 67, I think it is. What's going on, people? This episode is going to be late. Right now I'm recording this. It's Monday, 4:30, just getting off work, driving home. The reason it's going to be late is the past week I've had some type of sinus infection. I don't know what the fuck it's called. What's it called when you feel like you have about 40 gallons of snot in your nose? Whatever that's called, that's what I had. I've been sneezing, blowing my nose. It doesn't help that I honestly don't know how to properly blow my nose. I am 33 years old. You know what it is? When I blow hard, like my ears pop. And when I was a very young boy, when I was a baby, I've had like just a horrible case of like ear infections, which I haven't gotten one in I don't know how long, but you know, I don't want to get another one. So that just scares the shit out of me. I don't know what it is. I think like if I blow my nose really hard, my ear's going to pop and then it's all going to start over. So, what I'm saying is I don't know how to blow my fucking nose, and that was the, you know, a major fucking issue this week. So that's what's going on. All right. And I just got Metal Gear Solid 5 for Xbox One, and I've been playing the fuck out of that game. Oh, it's so good. God, it's so good. Damn, it's so goddamn good. That's actually what I plan on doing. I'm going to go home. I'm going to pick up my little sister. Then I'm going to go home and I'm going to play Xbox. And that's it. That's it. So that's another reason why there's no podcast this week. Because, yes, Metal Gear Solid. Priorities. So, anyway, what's going on? I probably shouldn't be driving and doing this. I'm going to get off right now. Just wanted to do the intro real quick. You know, get it out the way. Super Bowl. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. I skimmed. You know, I'd change the channel and just see what's going on real quick. Not for the actual game and not even for the commercials. Before, you know, I would watch it just for the commercials. Now I just watch it for movie trailers. But you don't have to do that anymore because as soon as it airs, as soon as a movie trailer goes, you know, it is a commercial during the Super Bowl, immediately after it goes on YouTube. So honestly, I was just playing Metal Gear Solid 5 and I just kind of look at Twitter and then whenever I see a mention of the movie or a trailer that I wanted to see, I just, you know, I go on YouTube and just watch it. So I don't know. Pretty good. Couple of movies I'm looking, I'm very excited for. The Jungle Book, what was the other one? X-Men, and the Ninja Turtles movie. That was it. Really no point of me even watching the Super Bowl. I don't even know who played. I know one was the Panthers, and the other one was like a horse. I don't know. I'm fucking terrible at, like, football and shit like that. I just don't know who the fuck's playing. Nor do I give a shit. And do I want to see people play football? No. Do I want to watch the halftime game? No. I don't care about fucking Coldplay or Beyonce. You longtime listeners know I can't stand Beyonce. So, you know, really no point in watching the Super Bowl. Have I ever told you guys, speaking of Beyonce, have I ever told you guys about my kind of conspiracy theory on her? And Jay-Z, not that they're with the Illuminati. That's so 2013. Like, yeah, we know that, whatever. I have another theory. Like, my theory is, like, those two, like, don't even, like each other. Like, they're together just, like, for, like, a business. Like, I honestly feel like his managers and, like, their managers just got together, like, look, he's the biggest rapper of all times. She's, like, the, you know, the biggest R&B singer of all times. So they should just be, you know, join forces, you know, and become, like, this mega couple. Because, honestly, I don't think that they're even together. I don't even think he had sex with her. I think that was, like, artificial insemination.
Seriously.
This is for real. This is the shit I come up with. You know what? One of the reasons why I came up with this theory, like, you've never seen Jay-Z with a woman. Besides Beyonce, you've never seen him with a woman. I mean, think about that for a second. His whole career, never seen him with a woman. Never. Then all of a sudden, he gets with the baddest bitch in fucking music? Get the fuck out. No. That's just my theory. All right, let me hang up the phone. I am driving. This isn't professional at all. All right, that's the intro. Let's start the podcast. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, or happy belated Valentine's Day. I'm not sure when this episode is going to come out. It'll probably come out after Valentine's Day. But ladies, I hope you enjoy all your chocolate, your teddy bears, your jewelry, your clothes. Fellas, I hope you enjoy, you know, whatever, you know, whatever she got you, I guess. I don't know what if we get anything, fellas, but enjoy it, you know, go out, get something to eat, fuck, just the usual, right? That's all Valentine's Day is. Why is my car about to explode? What was I about to say? Oh, yeah, actually, you know what? I'm talking about love and all this shit. I need some advice. I don't know how to talk to ladies. Okay, I've had girlfriends before, all right, but I'm talking about actually initiating a conversation. I need advice on that. I don't know how to do it. I've never done it. Any girlfriend that I've had, it's always been, I've always had to go through a middleman, you know, to get to them. Maybe I'll have a friend of a friend who will introduce me to someone, but I've never, like, you know, walked up to somebody and just started a conversation and ended up going out. It's never worked like that, all right? There's this girl, all right? She works at, where's she at? I think it's Dunkin' Donuts or some shit. She's in the front, right? She's like the cashier or whatever. And she's cute. She's white, which is exactly what I'm looking for at this time because, you know, I've told you people I want to date a... I want to try it out. I want to try out the whiteness, all right? A little Caucasian persuasion, as I like to call it. So that's what I'm going for. Real nice. She seems cool. I know we have one thing in common, okay? I know this for a fact. Never had a conversation with her, but I know we have one thing in common, and that's video games, okay? She has a Triforce tattooed, like, right behind her ear. The Triforce is from the video game The Legend of Zelda, which is funny because I'm not a fan of that series at all. I think it's a little overrated, but that's besides the point. I know she's in the video games, all right? Obviously, I'm in the video games. I happen to have a tattoo myself of a Nintendo controller, so we got that going. My question is, how do I... Do you even do that? You know, can I even, you know, she's at work. I don't know, man. I don't know how I even go about that. So help me. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Do I just go up and, you know, I order my coffee and then I just stand there and be like, so, Zelda, right? That sounds so fucking stupid. I don't know, man. Help me out, people. All right? Tweet at me. Something. Send me an email. I need some advice, man. I don't know what to do. Okay? I probably won't even end up saying anything to her, you know? But any advice will help. All right? Come on. Help a brother out. Okay? You know what I'm doing on Valentine's Day? I'm sitting in a parking lot. I'm washing clothes. I feel like this is the only time I get to do a podcast when I wash clothes. That's what I'm doing for Valentine's Day. All right? And then afterwards, I'll probably go see Deadpool afterwards, which is going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait to see that. But anyway, yeah, help me out, people. All right, so here's my review on the movie Terminator Genesis. I just rented it. It came out last year. I seen it on Redbox. You know, I've heard all the reviews, and they were saying it's horrible, and it's the worst Terminator and all this shit. So I had to see it for myself. It's one of... It's not just the worst Terminator movie. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It fucking sucked. And that's the end of the review. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. That's the end of the review. It's fucking horrible. Don't go see it. I'm dead serious. That's it. I'm done. Probably the quickest movie review you'll ever hear. I'm just talking about it. It's just giving me a headache right now. Some very sad news in the world of professional wrestling. Bret the Hitman Hart, one of my childhood heroes, big fan. He was a great professional wrestler. He just announced on social media that he has prostate cancer, which fucking sucks, man. I mean, it sucks for anybody to have it, but it's like, you know, if you follow this guy's career, like, he can't get a fucking break. I mean, first he gets a concussion, which forces him to retire, and then his brother dies in the ring. Like, literally, he dies in the ring. He falls to his death into the middle of the ring. He has a stroke while riding a bike. Like, the guy just can't catch a fucking break, man. It's sad, man. I feel like this year, we're only in February, but I feel like cancer has like a fucking hit list. Like, in, like, remember, like, you ever seen Kill Bill when Uma Thurman, she had like that list? Like, I feel like cancer has like a fucking hit list of celebrities that they're trying to take away from us, man. It just sucks, man. I hate hearing about that. God damn it, man. 2016, you would think we have a cure for cancer by now, but nothing. Oh, I don't know, man. You would think WWE or the WWF, that was the wrestling promotion that he used to work for, they would do a little bit more, you know, bring awareness to, you know, prostate cancer. But of course they don't. You know, the only kind of cancer they think about is breast cancer. You know, ladies, I think that's the only type of cancer America even gives a shit about. Because, you know, the women, you know, we got to give them, you know, top priority. I don't want any feminists to get upset with me. But I'm just saying, like, can we get a little, you know, can we get some love and affection here? Because WWF, you know, whenever they do the breast cancer thing, like every month, like that breast cancer month, they do the pink ropes. You know, around the ring, just like I know the NFL, like if you listen to Bill Burr and his podcast, like he talks about how NFL players, they have to wear the pink, I don't know what it is, pink gloves or, I don't know, I think it's pink gloves. I doubt that they have a bunch of guys running around in pink helmets, but, yeah, it just fucking pisses me off. Actually, you know what, speaking of that, I saw something that really pissed me off. Hold on one second, let me find it. I put it on my phone. It was a Twitter account, all right? When I was reading about this whole Bret Hart thing, I was on Twitter, and you put in the hashtag Bret Hart, and you just see, like, people, you know, just talking about it and stuff. And there was this one Twitter account, all right, for heart disease, okay, which has nothing to do with cancer, but they used the hashtag Bret Hart to, I guess, you know, get a couple of people to go on their Twitter account, which is a pretty shitty move, but that's not what pissed me off the most. Let me read to you. I don't know the exact account name of their Twitter account. I feel like I just said account like five times, but let me just read to you their description, all right? The National Movement to End Heart Disease and Stroke in Women, because it's not just a man's disease. Like, is that necessary? Like, ladies, seriously, like, it's not just a man's disease? Like, we know that. It just affects men more. Like, are you that, like women, can we have a disease? Like, do you gotta take everything from us? Because it's not just a man's disease. Jesus fucking Christ, man. You ladies, I swear to God, what the fuck? God damn it. We know you get it too. Can we get one? Can we get a disease? It's bad enough. Nobody gives a shit about prostate cancer in men. Let's be honest. There's no, I know I've mentioned this before, but the ladies have the pink ribbons. Can we have a blue ribbon? You know, can the WWE, can they put, you know, a blue rope around to raise awareness for men and the type of cancer we get? Nah, we don't give a shit. But you got to save the tits, right? You got to... I'm sorry. I don't know, man. It just pisses me off, man. All right, that's the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm leaving the movie theater. I'm just finished watching Deadpool. It was fucking amazing. It was great. It might be my favorite movie based on a comic book. Seriously. Great action. Funny as shit. It was great. It was great. No spoilers, but this might have the best Stan Lee cameo ever. Fucking ever. It was great. I do feel a little bad, though. I went to go see this movie by myself. The reason why is because I have a 10-year-old sister. She's into comic books. She really wanted to see this. And she's seen, like, rated R movies before with me, you know, and you know, she's sat next to me while I play, like, you know, fucking Gears of War and, like, just crazy violent video games. Unfortunately, I can't take her to go see this, man. Between the super extreme over-the-top violence and the language and the sex and the nudity, I can't, man. So maybe I'll wait till this comes out on Blu-ray and we can watch it together, and then, you know, I'll just have, you know, I'll be able to just fast forward the you know, certain scenes. But other than that, oh wait, actually, before I go, well, this is kind of fucked up. I saw in person, I never seen an albino before, you know, the people that are, like, super pale and their hair's, you know, silver white, and, you know, I never seen one in person. I seen my first one today in the movie theater, and I feel really fucked up about it, but he scared the shit out of me. Let me explain. I sit down, okay, and the albino, he's a little boy. He must have been maybe 10 years old, you know, 8, 10, and I didn't notice him. He was sitting right there, and, as I sit down, like, he just turns around real quick, like, he sits up and he turns, and I swear, like, he startled the shit out of me. I wasn't ready to see that. Like, I was like, oh shit, like, what the fuck? He kind of looked like, you ever seen Prometheus? The fucking, like, super white aliens. He scared the shit out of me, all right? And then afterwards, I felt really bad about it. I feel bad about it right now, but... You know, just, you know, to any albinos, you can't, you know, and you're in a movie, you can't just fucking turn around like that. You gotta, you know, like, kind of ease it in there. I don't know what the fuck he was looking for either. Like, he wasn't prepared for someone to sit behind him in a movie theater. Like, what the fuck was he thinking? Go see Deadpool and subscribe also to my podcast, if you're a first-time listener. iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, all that stuff. And follow me on Twitter at The Rain Man Pod. And that's it. All right, take it easy, people. Later. Enjoy your Valentine's, by the way. Wait a minute. I was about to try to make some stupid sex joke. Speaking of sex, hold on. Okay, I'm back. You probably didn't even notice that I had to pause it real quick. But shout out to Jamie Hager and Brain The on Twitter. They just announced today on Twitter that they're expecting another baby boy. So congrats to you two. I think you... Do you have another son? I just said another baby boy. You might have a daughter. I'm not sure. Just congrats to you two. They're super cool on Twitter. They also have a podcast called The Smoking Jays, which I think is on a little hiatus. Hopefully they come back, because I really enjoyed that podcast. But anyway, congrats to you two. I was on Twitter and I seen she had tweeted it, and you know, I have to turn off my phone, so you know. Excuse me. But anyway, congrats to you two. And okay, that's it. Let me get the fuck out of here. I'm babbling. All right, take it easy. Yeah. Bye.
damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money, I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But, Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust. Keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as an dimension you can see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat.